Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There are hundreds of thousands currently in Washington, D.C. to support Israel, the world's one and only Jewish state and its people. And what has the President of the United States of America said about this? As so far, as the moment that I'm taping this, he has not said a single word about it. This coming as the top Biden spokesman, John Kirby, finally confirms that Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorists used tunnels beneath the Al-Shifa hospital in Gaza to conceal and support their military operations and to hold hostages. This is completely different than the narrative that the media and the White House has wanted to paint. I want you to hear this again. This is the White House press secretary, Jean-Pierre, and John Kirby, a gaggle aboard Air Force One. You'll have that air noise in the background from them flying, obviously. Listen carefully.
That Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad use some hospitals in the Gaza Strip, including Al-Shifa, and tunnels underneath them to conceal and to support their military operations and to hold hostages.
We also have new information about just how barbaric these terrorists wanted to be on October the 7th outside of what they actually accomplished. We know now that Hamas sought to reach the West Bank with the October 7th onslaught, sparking a wider war. The Washington Post is now reporting that the terrorists sought to attack cities, military bases, and a planned deeper incursion. The terror group gathered intelligence from laborers who worked in Israel, many of them Palestinians. The Hamas terror group had these ambitious plans beyond what it was able to carry out during its devastating October the 7th onslaught, including possibly reaching the West Bank and the larger Israeli cities in order to spark, they wanted to spark, they're saying this, a broader war. Reconnaissance information and maps suggesting the West Bank was a target for the brutal incursion were discovered in the possession of one of the assault units that burst across the border, the Washington Post has now confirmed. They have cited two senior Middle Eastern intelligence officials and a former U.S. official with detailed knowledge of the evidence. Furthermore, officials said terrorists were found with supplies to last several days, and indicating plans of this deeper incursion, saying, quote, they planned a second phase of their attack that included major Israeli cities and military bases. If that had occurred, it would have been a huge propaganda win, a symbolic blow not only against Israel, but also against the Palestinian Authority. Now, to put it in context historically, U.S. officials said all of this referencing the government that administers part of the West Bank. Let me remind you, Hamas overthrew the Palestinian Authority, which is controlled by the rival Fatah group, in Gaza in 2007 in a violent coup and has ruled there ever since. Terrorists, as you know, burst through the border and rampaged throughout southern communities on October the 7th, brutally murdering at least 1,200 people, mostly civilians in their homes and at this music festival. They also abducted at least 240 people in the Gaza Strip under a deluge of rocket fire aimed all over Israel. Since that massacre, there have been a noted uptick in terror attacks or attempted terror attacks by Palestinians against Israelis in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, and clashes with the Hezbollah terror group and Palestinian terror organization on the border with Lebanon. At the same time, the Palestinian Authority Health Ministry has said that more than 176 West Bank Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces and, in some cases, by settlers. The Esting Rights Group said earlier this month that there had been over 172 incidences of settler violence and harassment against Palestinians in at least 84 Palestinian towns and communities. As part of its intelligence gathering effort before October the 7th, we also have learned now that Hamas compiled information from the Gazan day laborers who were allowed to enter Israel every day to work. Various intelligence officials from multiple countries have confirmed this to the Washington Post. Many of the laborers worked in the communities that were ravaged by Hamas, where entire families were shot, burned alive, and mutilated and raped in their actual homes. Hamas also employed cheap drones to map southern communities and monitor websites in order to study life in the area and the layout of each home they were going to attack. This took some time. A former FBI counterterrorism official told the Post that Hamas's intelligence gathering was not incredibly sophisticated, but was very well thought out. If you're in prison, you say the prison security system. That is what Hamas has been doing for 16 years, he said. Their on-the-ground intelligence was way better than anything the Iranians could have given them, referring to Iran being involved in the attack. The report also detailed the terror group's deception of Israel, which is carried out by making it appear it was becoming more pragmatic and valued the welfare of the enclave it ruled. Hamas appeared to abide by a ceasefire with Israel following a bout of fighting in May of 2021 and stayed out of subsequent Israeli clashes with the Palestinian Islamic Jihad terror group. Hamas wants no more wars was a welcomed message at the time. That is what the former chief of Palestinian affairs in the IDF's military intelligence told the Post as well. Now, in exchange, Israel increased work permits up to 20,000 while allowing millions in the Qatari development aid to flow into the Strip. That's what former military intelligence head Amos Hadlin said. Meanwhile, Israel was distracted by what was mistakenly viewed as a more prominent threat, a terror wave that claimed dozens of Israeli lives and clashes with Palestinians in the West Bank. Over the past year, Jordan apparently intercepted several weapons shipments en route to the West Bank. Two Middle Eastern intelligence officials with knowledge of the incidents were cited as saying, so others knew that this was happening, that they were building up arms clearly for not defensive reasons, but for an attack. The report said the shipments include assault rifles, pistols, silencers, and anti-personnel mines. C4 military explosives, which were smuggled by truck and drones, some of which were equipped with anti-jamming devices that made them difficult to bring down, according to one of the officials to the Washington Post. Now, analysis told the paper they were likely moved into Jordan from Syria and Iraq by Iranian proxy militias, saying this was not one network, but multiple networks. Many of the attempts were foiled and people were arrested. It was clear they were trying to use the same routes and methods as drug traffickers. Meanwhile, Israel allowed a Palestinian army to be built by Hamas and kept telling itself that Hamas could be deterred, adding that Israel had been deceived. In response to the massacre, you know, Israel has launched an intense aerial and ground offensive vowing to destroy Hamas. The offensive has killed over 11,000 people, according to the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza. The figure cannot be verified independently and is believed to include terror operatives and civilians killed by misfired Palestinian rockets. According to current and former intelligence and counterterrorism experts, Hamas also expected the Israeli response and was willing to make, quote, the sacrifice in order to sabotage efforts at normalization between Israel and the Arab world, such as with Saudi Arabia, saying this. They were very clear-eyed as to what would happen to Gaza on the day after, a senior Israeli military official involved in investigations of the October 7th massacre said. They wanted to buy their place in history, a place in history of jihad, at the expense of the lives of many in Gaza. So to be clear, the military, Hamas knew that a bunch of Palestinians were going to die the day after the attack, and they were totally fine with it. To be clear, they knew that innocent people in Palestine were going to die, including women and children and the elderly, and they were totally good with it. Never forget that that's how barbaric these people are.
I want to tell you about a company that I really want you to check out. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say the only one, I mean it. They're the only one. They make a huge difference every time that you pay your bill because they actually give back to conservative causes and organizations to help you stand up for what you believe in. While you're paying a bill, you're going to have anyways. This is the part that I love about Patriot Mobile. They're making a difference every time you pay your bill, every time you make a phone call, every time that you send a text message. Patriot Mobile actually gives money back to protect First and Second Amendment rights, to protect the lives of unborn children. And that's what they're doing right now as they celebrate their 10th anniversary. If you switch right now to Patriot Mobile, they are going to give a donation to help protect life and to help mothers choose life to an organization that does everything they can to protect the lives of unborn children. Then every month when you pay your bill, they're going to continue to support the causes that I just mentioned. And this is exactly why you need to make the switch. If you're tired of woke companies, switch your cell phone to Patriot Mobile. Whether you are a business, a small business, or just a family, you can switch and they make switching easy. They have a 100% U.S.-based call center, making switching extremely easy. You're going to get nationwide coverage, unlimited talk and text, and usually save real money on your bill. 972-PATRIOT. It's 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days,
maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me also just say one more thing about what's going on with Israel having to protect and defend itself. Right now, Democrats are refusing to give the aid needed. We're talking about military aid to Israel. Several GOP senators are taking to the floor to force a vote on military aid to Israel, which Dems are blocking and demanding and holding hostage, quote, in order to get unrelated Ukraine funding passed with those two items together. So they know that we need to help our ally. They know that Israel needs this military aid. And they're like, all right, well, you got to give us our check to go to Ukraine for the corruption over there. And if you don't give us that money, then we're not going to actually stand with Israel. What in the hell is going on? Now, this is also being said while the White House is still refusing to stop the billions of dollars that we've unlocked for Iran. And they're now saying, well, it's just because of humanitarian aid, we swear, that's why they want to do it. Listen to this. This is the Biden State Department spokesman, Matt Miller, being asked about the money that we've unlocked for Iran and why the hell the White House still wants to send it to them. Listen.
I just do not understand why it is that you're so, you know, single-mindedly refusing to accept... understand at least the argument that
I understand
this money is going to be able to be used by Iran, and that when they do use it and they use $1 million to buy medicine from of this money, that frees up another $1 million that they would have spent, they would have had to spend on this, you know, without the sanctions waiver.
I understand,
and they can use that to.
So
use
it, I understand the argument. I don't agree with it, and here's why. If they were sitting on that $1 million, they would use it for their destabilizing activities to fund terrorism and deny medicine to their people. That's the point I'm making. And so to approve $1 million of say, medical transactions that benefit the Iranian people, we believe those are benefits to the Iranian people that they would not have otherwise
gotten. So it's just a lost cause, then? You're just saying that they're going to destabilizing activities regardless of whether you give them the waiver or not.
I think they have shown that they are going to conduct destabilizing activities. They were doing it before 2018 when the Trump administration gave them the first waiver, which is why we have an entire set of policies to hold them accountable for those destabilizing activities. And part of our policy has always been not to penalize the Iranian people. There is no country in the world where we deny access to food and medicine and where our sanctions target food and medicine and other humanitarian goods to the people. That's true with respect to Russia. It's true with respect to Iran. It's true with respect to every country in the world. And it always has been. That is the policy of the United States.
I mean, this is the biggest load of crap I've ever heard. The Biden State Department saying, well, we know that Iran spends its money on destabilizing activities to fund terrorism, but the billions we're unlocking for the regime are only for humanitarian aid, we swear. That's what they're saying now. Really? That's how you're going to put this? That's the ball game here? And how you're going to describe this? Now, while we're also talking about this, we have to talk about what's happening with the Biden crime family. Because there's some big breaking news that Ukrainian indicted officials linked to the efforts to investigate the Bidens have now happened. This coming from the New York Times. Ukrainian police and prosecutors have accused two politicians and a former prosecutor of treason, saying they colluded with a Russian intelligence agency in aiding an effort by Rudy Giuliani several years ago to tie the Biden family to corruption in Ukraine. This is not a joke. Those accused include a former Ukrainian deputy prosecutor general who had drafted a memo in 2019 suggesting Ukraine investigate Hunter Biden, President Joe Biden's son, for his role in serving on the board of a Ukrainian energy company. Also implicated were a current member of Ukraine's parliament and a former member who had publicly advocated for an investigation in Ukraine into Hunter Biden. They had also promoted a theory that it was Ukraine, not Russia, that had meddled in the 2016 presidential election in the United States of America. Now, the three were indicted on charges of treason and belonging to a criminal organization because they wanted to expose the corruption in Ukraine. The charges refer to information subversive activities and focus on actions, they say, in 19 before the U.S. presidential election. They do not say if or when the activities stopped. So what does this mean? It means that those that were trying to expose the truth in Ukraine are now going to go to prison for the rest of their lives because they were trying to do it. Let me also bring in another aspect of this, and this comes now from Miranda Devine. She now says that James Comer's subpoenas for Hunter and James Biden are going to notch this investigation to what she refers to as the next level. And what does the next level mean? She means it's going to cause massive headaches for the president of the United States of America because they're going to have to actually answer questions with facts and paperwork. Take a listen to what she had to say about this on Fox News Channel.
That was New York Post columnist and Fox News contributor Miranda Devine. Miranda is also the author of the best-selling book, Laptop from Hell, which, of course, is part of the reason we know so much about Hunter's business deals. Miranda, thanks very much for being here. Assess where we are in this investigation and your expectations to where it's going.
Look, I think this is the next phase. The subpoenas that James Comer signed last week and the requests for various associates and family members of the Bidens to come in for transcribed interviews is really notching it up to a very aggressive level. And this is why you see Hunter Biden's lawyer panicking, writing to the speaker, Mike Johnson, and saying, call your dogs off. This is why you're seeing hit jobs on James Comer spreading out through the so-called prestige media. They know that James Comer has the receipts, and one by one he'll be wrapping up these various Biden family members, including Hunter and James Biden. But he's even put the net out as wide as a donor of Joe Biden's in Delaware, a man called John Hanansky, who's a very wealthy car dealer, a Ukrainian-American, who has a lot of interests in Ukraine that are being protected by American weapons. So he's been a long-time donor there, and he will have a lot of very interesting things to say, from what I'm told, from people in Delaware who are frightened to speak out.
Frightened to speak out. By the way, if I was on that list, I'd be terrified to speak out against the Biden crime family. I'd be terrified to see what happens to me next if I am a member of the Biden crime family. It would be horrifying to see what would happen to you if you don't play by their demands, right, of the Biden crime family. But this is exactly what's happening now, and this is where the Bidens are getting very, 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 very worried. And they should be getting worried, by the way. They should be terrified over this. They should be freaking out over this. They should be freaking out over it because the Bidens understand now that this is coming unraveled very quickly at the seams. Like, this is now starting to unravel in a way that they've never seen before.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never seen before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know. Okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just take a listen to part two of what Miranda Devine had to say to Maria Bartiromo about these subpoenas.
Miranda, it's alarming to me that Democrats are trying to deny what we have learned from the House Oversight Committee. Do you think they're just trying to support their guy, or is it partly because the media, they know, will give them a pass by not reporting any of this?
Look, it's both of it, but also it's the fact that there are a lot of people who are compromised by the fact that they've covered up for the Biden family, for Joe and Hunter and Jim, for so long. So many people in the DOJ, in the FBI, in the CIA, Throughout Joe's vice presidency, it was evident, and we now know there were more than two dozen complaints came into the DOJ from all sorts of sources about Joe Biden's potential corruption. And they were all ignored and buried and suppressed. And of course, we know that the DOJ allowed the most serious charges against Hunter Biden to expire, the statute of limitations to expire. And so this is just a pattern of a lot of people in a lot of places are in a lot of trouble. If we were to pin them down, they'd all go to jail.
Miranda, what are your expectations for this upcoming meeting that Joe Biden is having with Xi Jinping this week?
Well, I think we've heard that they're going to mention something about Iran, but really, President Xi has the measure of Joe Biden. He knows that he's a bought and paid for asset, according to all the evidence we've seen. He knows, President Xi knows better than we do. He knows that in 2013, when Vice President Biden flew his son Hunter to Beijing, what that meant, that that was a message, look after my son financially, and he sure did. And from then on, throughout Joe's vice presidency, millions of dollars, upwards of $20 million flew from basically the coffers of the CCP into the pockets of the Biden family. And so he's compromised. I don't know that Joe Biden is going to be pressing, you know, our greatest adversary on anything uncomfortable. Yeah. It'll all be very pleasant, and the streets of San Francisco are now cleaned of homeless people for the first time, and nothing will be achieved.
Yeah, well, Gavin Newsom wanted it to look different when everybody goes there.
Yeah.
So he cleaned it up ahead of it. What do you believe, Miranda, to be the most damning piece of evidence to support the idea that there could be money laundering and bribery here for the Biden family?
I think now that we're finding, or that James Comer is finding, actual transfers of money to Joe Biden, that's, I guess, textbook money laundering on the surface. Of course, Joe Biden and his lawyers always have some sort of plausible deniability excuse there. But I think that James Comer seems extremely confident that he has plenty more where that came from. But, I mean, do you actually need Joe Biden to be caught red-handed with money coming from the Chinese?
Yeah.
I think just the fact that he was involved in this influence peddling racket, knew about it, and made himself available is enough.
Now, you heard Miranda there also say she believes that James Comer is ratcheting this up to the next level. That's exactly what happened, by the way. Joe Biden was a major topic of conversation from the House today. And I want you to hear this back and forth between Congressman Moskowitz and James Comer. Listen carefully to their back and forth.
The chairman mentioned something. Actually, he said that the Biden administration can't have it both ways. And I agree with that, Mr. Chairman, which is why I'm happy to yield you some of my time today, Mr. Chairman, because I think you owe it to the American people to explain why you've gone on Fox News and told people that while the president was out of office, he had a loan with his brother, and in a way they were evading taxes. It has come out in the public that you also do business with your brother with potential loans. And so since you have framed that and manipulated that with the American people, that Joe Biden did something wrong when he wasn't in office, I just would like to know if you would like to use some of my time.
I would love it. You retweeted that story. Completely false. I've never loaned my brother one penny. My father, who was a dentist, had some farmland. He died, and my brother couldn't afford. He wanted to sell it, but he wanted to keep it in the family. So I bought it from my brother. That story that you tweeted also said I had a shell company. That is bullshit. You can come to Monroe County and look at all the land that is titled in that LLC. I think that the problem is, you know, they tried to get, the White House tried to get CNN to write that story. They went around and investigated all this bullshit that Ian Sams is trying to tell people that only dumb, financially illiterate people pick up on, and said that it was a shell company because it was an LLC. They're so financially illiterate that you think because something says LLC, it's a shell company. This company, which I financially disclose, has properties. okay? It manages over 1,000 acres of land for hunting purposes. It owns different properties. I'm one of the largest landowners in my home area, okay? I went to the bank and I borrowed money and I bought that land. I didn't get wires from Romania, China. My family doesn't get wires, okay? Never loaned my brother money. Don't have an LLC. But you and Goldman, who is Mr. Trust Fund, continue to try to...
Reclaiming my time.
No, I'm not going to give you your time back. We can stop the clock. You all continue to... You look like a Smurf here just going around and all this stuff. Now, listen.
Mr. Chairman, you have...
I'm going to tell you something.
No, hold on. If we're not on time...
You continue to spew disinformation.
You have gone on TV and said the president did something illegal. You're doing stuff with your brother. The American people have the same questions. Why should they believe you? Why should they believe you? Why should they believe you? There's a different rule for the president. There's a different rule for you. Why should they believe what you're saying, Mr. Chairman? Why? You go on Fox News and say loans
you
and deals are a way
News.
To evade taxes. We don't know that's what you're doing or not. We don't know. We have no idea. We're supposed to take your word for it. But when the president
says something,
you've
already been proven a liar, Mr. Moskowitz.
What's that?
You've already been proven a liar.
Who's proven me a liar? You?
Yes.
Your word means nothing, Mr. Chairman.
Go to my hometown. There's a camera crew there today, an opposition research crew there today.
Mr. Chairman, this seems to have gotten under your skin.
I'll pay for your ticket.
I think the American people have lots of questions, Mr. Chairman, and perhaps you should sit maybe for a deposition.
I will be happy. I will sit with Hunter Biden and Jim Biden, and we can go over our LLC.
That'll be great. I'll make sure the ranking member is happy that you'll sit at a table.
Mr. Chairman, I make a point of order that we should return to regular order for the benefit of the other members.
The ranking member makes a good point.
I'll reclaim my time, Mr. Chairman. By the way,
I love that this guy here, and he does look like a blue Smurf. He's in a blue jacket with a bunch of blue wristbands and a blue tie, and he's a carnival barker, and that's why I wanted you to hear this. It's carnival barking. Democrats will lie and make up things, and they will go to his district and try to undermine James Comer, and I want you to know they're actively doing it. These are not people that love America that are doing this. These are scumbags that hate America that are doing this. And I hope all of you understand this. And that's why James Comer went back in the way he did. Like, okay, let's go. You want to go there? You guys are making up this stuff. You're making up this. You're making up this. You're making up this. You're a liar. Sure, I'll sit down. I'll have this conversation with you. I have no problem with it. I have no issue having this conversation. That's exactly what, by the way, James Comer should have done. And Democrats are actively, as he said, in his district right there today, trying to start stuff out of nothing. It's incredible. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends. We'll keep you updated on all of this. And I will see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben. To get your solar generator now, you'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.